My name is Andy Black. Thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update so the truth can set you free. This is the fastest 30 minutes on the radio covering health, freedoms, and faith. Remember, just because you see it on television doesn't mean it's true. Just because the news reports it doesn't mean it's true. The deep state's goal is to cause so much fear that we will gladly and without resistance give up our freedoms in the name of the common good. Beware, communism always stresses it's for the common good. 2024 is the year that we must be diligent, informed, active in our republic, and prepared to defend our nation and our freedoms. And that is why we recommend everyone listen to today's health update. Yes, we tell the truth about the health of our society, but we also tell the truth concerning the spiritual health of our nation, so you will know what is coming and how to respond. So now, listen to the fastest 30 minutes on the radio with Roy Williams. You will be glad you did.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's health update. Of course, I am Roy Williams, the Guru of Good Health, the Superintendent of Supplementation. Today's health update's all about you. It really is. I want to keep you informed about what's going on in the world and why you need to be prepared. I mean, there's some stuff going on in this old world today I never dreamed we'd see in my lifetime and have never seen it in my lifetime to the degree it is now. Now, don't get me wrong. There's always been corruption in government. There's always been corruption in the public. It's just a fact of life. You got good people and you got bad people. You got people who choose to do good and people who choose to do bad. They're evil. And the evil is really rampant right now. I think that's because we're in what we call those end times where all the societies of the world are beginning to realize that there's some powerful, powerful, ugly, mean, evil people in power. The big, powerful people, the Rockefellers, the Bilderbergers, the George Soroses, the Obamas, the Clintons, the Bushies. I'm not going to leave the Republicans out. A bunch of evil people have been in power for a long time now, and their whole goal has been to break this representative republic we have and destroy the most powerful political, governmental piece of information that's ever been written called the Constitution of the United States. These powerful elitists, they go all the way back to Great Britain. The Federal Reserve goes all the way back. Their whole goal was to, over a long period of time, piece by piece, to dismantle this representative republic we have and destroy, as I say, the Constitution of the United States. And I've told you earlier this week, they're attacking the Constitution, especially the First Amendment. They want to stop freedom of speech. That's why they do so much censoring. That's why they're trying to get control of the internet. You just watch them, just pay attention, and remember what Roy told you, okay? I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you how it is. The other thing they're trying to do is destroy the Second Amendment. They want to take away your right to bear arms because they know in reality that they cannot control a people that has the freedom to protect themselves. All governments that control all the people do it through the power of the gun, but they do it this way. Only the government has guns, and that's what they want to do here. The same thing they've done in Australia and all the way around the world. All communist countries control who has the guns. Why? Because they know that the public will only take so much, and then they fight back. But you got to have a way to fight back, and when the military and the government has the guns and you don't, you're in trouble. So I'm going to carry on today with something we started yesterday. We talked about the world does not need new antibiotics. It needs four old ones. But the reason I started the show the way I did today is so you'll be prepared. You need to start preparing right now. I mean, these powerful people are getting control of, for instance, the supply lines. You realize that if they shut the supply lines down in 36 to 48 hours, all the grocery shelves are empty, and you're wondering where your next meal is going to come from. They're setting everything up right now where they control all the media. They already do control the deep state media. I'm talking about ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and they want to control what? The information. How do you take a country down? You take away their rights of freedom of speech, and then you take away communications. And that's what they're going to do. You might as well get ready. You might as well be prepared. And how do you be prepared for these things? Because they're going to attack our guns. They're going to cheat in the next election. They're going to try to make sure that your vote don't count. They're going to try to convince you that they won in a landslide again, even though we all know that Trump won in a landslide last time. But we couldn't get any of the deep state cabal, the mafia that's in our government, all the way through the legislation, all the way through the Supreme Court, for the most part. They've been taken over by big business, big power, big money, and they're doing the bidding for those powerful people. And the only way this is ever going to stop is if we, the people, first of all, protect ourselves, be prepared for what's coming, because it's coming. The way of life that you've enjoyed, most of you, like I have for 68 years now, it's about to change. Now, it's going to change really, really horribly for a while. I mean, I'm talking about a while. I mean, even, in the last talks that Donald Trump had, he used the word bloodbath. Now, he was not talking about a bloodbath where people are shooting and killing each other. He was talking about a bloodbath whenever the car industry, the electric car industry, gets in a fight with the gas-powered car industry. He's talking about a bloodbath where lots of people are going to lose jobs. That's what's going to happen. A lot of people are going to be without food, without a way to bring in an income. He's talking about, our government's talked about for years how to control a society through the money, and that's getting control of the interest rates and having a one-world money market. They're working toward it, folks. So how do you prepare yourself? One, you got to prepare yourself spiritually. How do you prepare yourself spiritually? Listen to Monday Schools, where I'm going to teach you what the Word of God says. And let me tell you something. God gave us that book, an instruction manual that tells us step by step what's going to happen. He told his people throughout the history of the Bible, the Hebrew people, he told them step by step what was going to happen. He even sent prophets to them every time, like Jeremiah and Isaiah and Daniel, to tell them specifically what was going to happen. And guess what? Everything he told the prophet to tell them was going to happen happened. Well, the prophets went on to tell us, and there's prophets since then, David. There's prophets, John the Baptist, and then there's a prophet called Jesus Christ, the greatest prophet that ever lived, the greatest human that ever lived, God in the flesh. The Son of God is what we call him. But you know what? He predicted. He told us exactly what was going to happen, when it was going to happen, and how it was going to happen. And it's real simple. He told us that when there's wars and rumors of wars all over the world, that's what we've got right now. When there's earthquakes in diverse places, it means different places all over the world. Look at the earthquake prediction centers on your YouTube and on Google and see how many earthquakes there's going on around the world all the time now. It's insane. When there's pestilences, well, what'd you call COVID? What'd you call these man-made viruses that's being released on the public to destroy them all the time? It's out there. It's coming. Everything Jesus said. But he said that the time is not then. That's not exactly when it's going to happen. He says, but that is the beginning of the woes. That's when we should be preparing for what is coming, because it's going to get rough. The beast is taking a deadly blow right now. That's talked about in Daniel and in Revelations. When the beast takes a deadly blow, what's the beast? That's the one world government, the one world money system, the one world political system, the one world religious system, which they're trying to set up right now. Guess what? That will take a deadly blow, and it will look like it's about to die. And at that moment, that's when the sixth trump, the sixth vial, the sixth seal breaks, and when it does, that's when Satan takes over to solve all of our problems. And boy, is the timing ever right. The whole world is in turmoil, and they're looking for a savior. And what does America expect? What has most people around the world been taught? There's going to be a rapture. That is not biblical. The word rapture is not in the Bible. It's not going to happen that way. Jesus told us exactly how it was going to happen. And then John told us in the book of Revelation, step by step, how it's going to happen. when Satan sets foot on this earth, and he'll look like an alien. Don't get me wrong. He's going to come in a ship that's going to look like a space alien because it says a star falls from heaven. Get ready. It's going to happen just exactly the way God said it was going to happen. When he sets foot on earth, he's coming peacefully and prosperously. He's not going to kill a bunch of people. He's not going to cause wars. He's coming peacefully and prosperously, stacking everybody up, saying, I'll make you the wealthiest people that's ever been. You'll have more food. We'll have a chicken in every pot, a car for everybody. No more bills. Even your education bills will disappear. And he's going to take over and rule basically for 5 months. I'll cover that another day, how that date is in the Bible, but it's there. And then what happens, then Christ sets foot on earth. But that 5 months in there, you got to be prepared. That's when the supply lines break. That's when the system is broken down. That's when your money's gone. That's when your 401k disappears. That's when, you know, it all falls apart. You better be ready, and that's what I'm preparing you for. So get ready spiritually. That's what I mean by spiritually. Get ready physically. You've got to have certain things when the grid goes down. You've got to have certain things when the communication lines break. You've got to have food. You've got to have preferably canned food or you know, food that don't go bad very quickly. Store it up. Store up at least a 90-day supply. I would go more for 5 or 6 months if it was me as I was you. You got to have medicine. You got to remember, China controls most of the medicine in America today. You think those supply lines aren't going to break? All they have to do is flip a switch and you don't get it anymore. And we don't produce it anymore, so you're stuck. Get you a supply, especially if you're diabetic or somebody that's totally dependent on those drugs for survival. Have a supply of them ready. You do whatever you want to do, folks, but if you get caught with your pants down, don't look at me. I warned you. Don't call God a liar. He warned you. Don't say the Bible didn't give you. He prepped you. You are prepped. You better be prepped. Do your own part, because God expects you. Don't expect God to rescue you when you ignore his word your whole life. You don't even read his word. You just take some man up there and reading a couple of verses of scripture and then giving you his opinions or her opinions. Listen, that's no good. That's man's traditions. Do what the Bible says to do. Be prepared. How do you prepare? Put on the whole armor of God. Have you a storehouse of some non-perishable foods? Have you some water stored up, because you're going to need water. What else are you going to need? If I was you, I'd be prepared by storing up ways to protect yourself. That's all I'm going to say about that. You're going to have to protect yourself for a short period of time in there, maybe 60 to 90 days. We don't know, but you're going to have to. Have some fuel stored up, especially if you've got generators, because if you've got a generator, it has to have gas to run. You're going to need energy. You're going to need power. Be prepared. But most important of all, I want to tell you how to be prepared physically by having the nutrition that you need on hand. I mean, you need nutrition. The food supply you will have is going to be very lacking in nutrients. It's going to be something that just fills your stomach but has no value to it. You can make sure that you are healthy through this. You can. You got to prepare. And that's why I'm going over this. The world does not need a new antibiotics. It needs 4 old ones. And yesterday I covered that. I'm going to read this here again. And this is, by the way, very important, because it's from Kent State University writes. They say the emergence of antibiotic resistance in bacteria is slowly dismantling our ability to treat infections, alleviate human suffering, and save lives. The future of antibiotics requires that modern medicine humble itself and that politicians admit that they have passed laws that harm the public, that make sure that the best natural or semi-natural antibiotics are not used, not even thought of, to treat infections and for everything else. Now, with that warning from a very prestigious college, telling you something here, it's telling you to be prepared. Your supply lines may go down. You may need to have natural antibiotics on hand. What are natural antibiotics? Well, I went over one of them yesterday. It's called iodine. I mean, as it turns out, even Dr. Derry says that iodine is adequate for standard pathogens such as Staphylococcus, has the broadest range of action, fewest side effects, and no development of bacterial resistance. So it gets you around where you don't need those modern antibiotics that are now becoming, that the bacteria is becoming resistant to. And I ended last week with last show with Dr. Gabriel Cousins, who wrote historically as early as 1911, people normally took between 300,000 and 900,000 micrograms of iodine daily without incident. So don't let somebody scare you and tell you that iodine could be deadly. Now, you don't want to take too much of it. It's not deadly, but you do want to take enough of it. It's that simple, and it's a whole lot more than they're going to let you believe. Other researchers have used between 3,000 and 6,000 micrograms a day to prevent goiter. So don't let them scare you into how much you're taking, okay? Now I want to read you something by Dr. Paul B. Beeson. He had some exciting things to write about iodine and its use in treating even syphilis. I'm not going to go over all of that. We do have some really good antibiotics that will get rid of that. But that just to tell you how important iodine is. Iodine, it says, was known by many medical doctors in the 19th century as an empirical remedy, a natural heroic remedy. Nobel laureate Albert Stentz, the physician who discovered vitamin C in 1928, commented, "When I was a medical student, iodine came in the form of a universal medicine. Nobody knew what it did, but it did something, and did something good." And then Dr. Cousins goes on to say, in 1950, the Japanese had 100 times more iodine in their diet than Americans. You talk about safe. It's just safe, y'all. Don't let them scare you about iodine. In 2001, they had 202 times more iodine than Americans and used up to 13.8 milligrams daily instead of the average U.S. intake of 425 micrograms. Now think about the difference between 13.8 milligrams. That's 13,800 micrograms. The U.S. takes about 425 micrograms. We're so low, and they're doing that on purpose. Once again, you got to remember who's in charge. They're making sure we can't protect ourselves. And by the way, he goes on to say, but again, no one has ever died from iodine overdose or allergic reactions from it. What more do you need? Now let's talk about the next natural antibiotic called chlorine dioxide. You know what it is, you just don't know it by that name. So let me cover it for you. Chlorine dioxide is a powerful, listen to this, antimicrobial compound with a long history of use, mostly known as its ability to do what? To sanitize drinking water, the last 60 years being the primary chemical used in municipal water supplies. Why do they use it in water supplies? It kills everything out of the water without harming humans in low dose. Okay, in low dose, listen to me. It kills all that stuff. And listen to this. It never can become, bacteria, germs, viruses cannot become resistant to chlorine dioxide. It cannot. Just because governments everywhere made it illegal to treat disease with it does not change the fact that it is effective against pathogens and can be used much more safely than antibiotics. You need to know the truth, folks. In 1988, NASA, the space people, declared chlorine dioxide, listen to this, a universal antidote, saying it was able to destroy mold and fungus as well as bacteria and viruses with minimal harm to humans, animals, or plants. It's known as ClO2, that's chlorine dioxide, is probably the most, listen to this, extensively tested disinfectant in history. It is a safe and effective biocide. It has been used to eliminate pathogens in water and is excellent for attacking biofilms. That's the stuff it grows in water, and that's why it's used in commercial water cooling towers. It works so well that pharmaceutical companies, listen to this, this is so interesting, I'm going to read this again, it works so well that pharmaceutical companies had to convince governments worldwide to make it illegal to swallow because it would put them out of business. It is unlawful to promote it as a medicine. However, dentists use it to help their patients' mouths legally. You are consuming it. It's in your drinking water if you drink tap water. Yet they made it illegal to be used as a medicine. Why? Well, because it put the pharmaceutical industry out of business. Now, we're talking about chlorine dioxide, which you can buy in the form of what was once known as MMS, and you can add it to your water and drink it. They even tell you how much to add to your water to drink it. It is not chlorine. They'll try to convince you it's chlorine. It's not. It's in that family, but this is harmless. Let me put it this way, okay? Chlorine dioxide is hungry to find any object with electrons to give up. That's an out-of-balance system, okay? That is its magic. Upon coming near any virus or pathogen, it snaps into contact with the germ, ripping 4 or 5 electrons from the wall of the pathogen by way of magnetic force. The internal parts of the pathogen fall apart, unprotected by their normally resistant outer shell. Chlorine dioxide treatments cause site-specific, capsid protein backbone cleavage, inhibiting viral genome infection into the host cell. It kills things, folks, without harming the human body. There's a huge difference between chlorine, that's Cl2, and the disassociated chlorine ion, which is what they use. There is no chlorine in chlorine dioxide. But don't tell the FDA or the news media. They don't want you to know. They don't want anybody to know. Each CLO2, that's chlorine dioxide, gas molecule is self-sacrificing. It is used up after 1 or 2 killings. In other words, it's very short-term lived in the body. It kills all the pathogens, and then it's just broken apart. Unlike drugstore pills, which can harm you for years and years and years down the line, where you expect a chemical drug to compromise 100 things before being used, this chlorine dioxide gas gets used up rather quickly in a clean burn and enhances recovery of infectious diseases. Because of this biofilm control property, dentists love it because it gets the teeth squeaky clean as the film pellicle that forms on teeth. It's responsible for plaque adherence breaks down. In other words, it keeps plaque off your teeth. Its effectiveness for whitening and refreshing does not come from magic, but fundamental chemistry. But even more importantly, chlorine dioxide, listen to this, mouthwash used over 7 days effectively reduces plaque, tongue coating accumulation, and counts of Fusobacterium nucleidium in saliva. As one would expect, it is also effective at eliminating bad breath. They don't want you to know about chlorine dioxide. They don't want you using it. Why? Well, they told you why. It put the pharmaceutical industry out of business in no time. Nothing can stop it. It is that good, and it don't harm you as long as used as instructed. Chlorine dioxide has been approved by the Environmental Protection Agency and is included in the World Health Organization's guidelines for drinking water quality. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, also has approved the use of chlorine dioxide in specific food applications. Chlorine dioxide helps destroy bacteria, viruses, fungi, and parasites that can make people sick, such as Cytosporidium. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right or not, but it's some mighty nasty bacteria, okay? Chlorine dioxide destroys through oxidation. Chlorine dioxide does a slam dunk on all classifications of pathogens. Dr. George Yu published in the Journal of Bacterial Logic and Mycologic that chlorine dioxide effectively eradicated MRSA. That's some pretty good stuff, folks. So, you know, I'm going over these things because I want you to know that you're being hoodooed. The pharmaceutical industry, the medical profession wants you to believe that the only thing you're allowed to do is what the FDA tells you you could do. No, they're lying to you. They're deceiving you. They're holding you in bondage. They're keeping you buying really expensive health insurance. They're keeping you having to use really expensive drugs that they got patents on that have no intentions of ever curing anything else. That's why they don't use chlorine dioxide internally to treat anything anymore. Why? Because they wouldn't need any other thing to stop bacteria and germs, viruses, parasites, fungus, and molds. They don't want you to know that. But you can understand why. Why? Let's face it, folks. They've got billions of our tax dollars invested in their scheme. Think about that. They can't let that. They got billions of dollars coming in from stockholders, which they're making wealthier and wealthier and wealthier off these lies. You can't expect them to just tell the truth to their stockholders and give their stockholders time to bail out before everybody realizes that there's things like iodine and chlorine dioxide, which is only two. I've got two more to cover, which I'll be covering next week, that you need to understand, folks, may be lifesavers. May be nothing. Absolutely are lifesavers if you're allowed to use them. Now, isn't it something that they've got these discoveries, just like I've told you before, there's discoveries of things to cure cancer. They never want that reported. And you think the news media would have a gumption and self-fortitude and the desire to be moral enough to let you know that these things are available, but they won't tell you. Why? Because they're controlled by the big bucks. They're controlled by the powers that be. They're controlled by the elitists. They're controlled by Satan and evil things. And I threw Satan in there on purpose. He is on a rampage. His time is short. He knows it's short, and he wants to carry as many people to hell with him as he possibly can, as fast as he possibly can. Hadn't you ever noticed that people get involved with Satan, their life is shortened? Hadn't you ever noticed that people get involved in satanic worship and things like that, do evil things, and they harm other people? They're not out there doing what Jesus did. They're not telling people how to live a peaceful life, a healthy life, how to get along, how to love one another. No, they're right the opposite. They're all about lust and sex and immoral things and money and greed. And why would you want to be involved with somebody like Taylor Swift is involved with? She's involved in the middle of it. It's horrible what she's doing. She's doing satanical things on stage. Please don't let your children or your grandchildren buy anything she does or go to any of her concerts. They're going to be exposed to evil spirits. I'm telling you so you can be aware and you can spread the word. Please share this information I'm giving you with other people. You can go to our website and scroll down to the microphone and listen to this. It's about natural antibiotics. That you need to know about, but it's more than that. As you can tell, I cover more than that. I'm trying to wake you up. The Bible often says, let those with ears to hear and eyes to see understand. You know why he says that? Because a lot of people are so blind by the federal government and by these powerful companies that they don't want to see. They don't want to know the truth. Thank you for listening to today's Health Update. I'll be back next week. You can count on it. Of course, don't miss Freedom Friday. Until next time, may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health. And remember, magnify the Lord. You'll be glad you did.
Now you know why today's Health Update is called the fastest 30 minutes on the radio. Making the right decisions becomes so much easier when you know the truth. If you would like to know more about products, call 256-757-0660. Visit Herbs & More in Athens or NHC Herb Shop in Killen, or visit our website at www.nhcherbs.com. If you would like to hear a show again or share it with someone, go to Herbs & More Athens Facebook page and scroll down to Roy's picture. The shows are uploaded daily. Or go to Podbean on your computer or phone and type NHC19. That's NHC19 in the search bar and scroll down to find the title you wish to listen to. This is Andy Black. Thank you again for listening to today's Health Update.